Chris Bachman joined now by Raptors head coach Dale Tokheim, who has guided his team to a 9-0 start after defeating Westwood last Friday. Dale, thanks for the time, and give us a taste now, for myself not being at your game last Friday, how things went for you and the guys.
You know, it wasn't the prettiest game, but we did win, you know, 46-29. We like to get up and down the floor a little bit more than that and score more than 46 points. And I'll give Westwood credit. They did do a good job in their 2-3 zone and kind of keeping us at bay. I didn't think we shot the ball real well. And then we just weren't real patient. We had probably the most turnovers we've had all year. But defensively, again, you know, you hold somebody to 29 points. I'm pretty happy with that. The effort's always there with these guys. It's just a matter of whether we're shooting well or if we're making some bad decisions. But, you know, we started off, I think we took the lead 12-11 at the end of the quarter, and I thought we were going to go for about 7 right before half. Well, we had a turnover, and they hit a 3 as clock expired, so it was a 4-point game at half. And we came out, and we switched over to a man-to-man and just did a good job. I think we held them scoreless in the third quarter, and I think 9 points in the whole half, and ended up pulling away there about halfway through the third quarter.
Good win.
But effort was there, just didn't play real well.
Hey, tell me about your first game after the break. You got a 4-point win on the road at Manson. That was a good one.
Yeah, you know, Manson's a good ball club. I mean, that conference is tough, you know, and so their record might be a little deceiving because they're a real good ball club. That Jackson Johnson's a real deal. He's averaging 25 points or so, and their big guy kind of hurt us in the first half. They really kind of picked apart our press and picked us apart in the zone. So, again, we went to man, but in the second half. But we dug ourselves a hole. I mean, we were down 10-0. About halfway through the first quarter, and I bet we didn't score until there was probably maybe 3 minutes left in the first quarter. But we didn't panic, and that's one nice thing about these guys. We don't panic. We know we're going to figure it out. We have a lot of guys that can score. And Jackson Graff really just stepped up and kind of took over the game for us in the second and third quarter. And then we battled back. I think we were down by 14 with 2 minutes left to go in the half, and we had 3 starters on the bench with 2 fouls, and Cole Deegan, Colton Wenchel, Jackson Franck, and we're out there, 3 of our main subs, and boy, we just battled back, played some great defense, and got within 4 at the break, and then by the end of the third quarter, I think we were up 1, and then Ryan Curry came to life in the fourth quarter and kind of took over in the fourth quarter, so it was just an all-around great team effort. I mean, Buddy Lamp every night is kind of running this show. It's kind of our floor general, and he does a good job always as well, so it's just a great team effort.
Yeah, I see. I look at your team, Coach, and I see a lot of seniors on this squad, no doubt.
Yeah, you know, the 4 guys that are in the starting lineup that are seniors have been with us all 4 years, you know, and have been a big part of the program since they were sophomores, you know, playing varsity minutes. Jackson Graff starting since he was a sophomore. And then we had a few guys go out that haven't been out in a while, you know, but it's nice to have because they're such good athletes. I mean, Grant Anderson, David Tiefenthaler, and Peyton Boyle, who has wrestled for 3 years, went out. And then Colt Wandry has been on and off the team over the last 4 years as well. And I tell you what, it just makes practice very intense. I mean, there's a couple of practices last week where the second team was just really taking it to us because they're so athletic, they're good shooters, and some of these guys could probably start on some of the teams we played. It's just we're pretty deep and very competitive.
Let me ask you, Coach, this will be my first time seeing you play this season. Give me a sense of how you play defensively and then maybe on the offensive side of the court.
You know, defensively, we like to try and press and play a zone. We've got a couple different zones. We like the 1-3-1. We have a good 2-3 zone. And then we go man. Just kind of depends on who we're playing and the intensity that I think we need. Sometimes I'll switch it up if I don't think we're playing intense enough. And we're very athletic. We're not super tall, but we got a lot of guys, you know, 6'4", 6'3", 6'2", 6'1". So we're decent size, and we're fairly strong. I mean, you really got to give credit to our Ridgeview strength and conditioning coaches because I think our athletes all have benefited from the program that they're on. And then offensively, we like to push it up the floor, although on Friday they couldn't tell with our 46 points. I mean, we like to push it up the floor. We like to drive and dish, shoot the 3 if it's there. I mean, I don't want anybody to be scared to shoot the ball. And so we try to score quite a few points and just push the ball up the floor.
Yeah, you've scored 77 in 2 games this season, 9-0 here in your 10th game tonight. What's the status with our Weaver from last Thursday? Any makeup date?
You know, I just emailed the AD again this morning to ask, because that's probably the number one question I get asked all the time, and I haven't heard a date yet. I mean, I think both teams will want to make it up. You know, I mean, who doesn't want to play good competition? It's only going to make you better. So I'm sure they're working on it, just trying to find a day that works for both teams.
Hey, after today, you've got a couple big conference games this week.
Yeah, you know, MVAO is having a great season. You know, their coach Brown, he does a great job down there. And they lost, you know, four starters from last year and three of the best players probably in our conference over the last 4 years. So I think they just made this group of kids that much better. And, you know, it's their time to shine. And they're, I think, only lost to IKM Manning. So they're like 8-1, 9-1, something like that. So it'll be a tough game. And then we play our big rival, OABCIG. And, you know, that's going to be another tough one. They have a new coach as well in Steve Brown. But Steve is, I think, trying to get his, you know, ideas and philosophy in with those guys, and they're figuring it out. So it'll be a tough game just because it's a rival.
Yeah, you say new coach Steve Brown. What about yourself now? How have things been going for you with Ridgeview?
You know, things are going great. I mean, the cupboard was full. I mean, you know, Ken Slater did a great job with these guys. Mike Smith was the assistant last year. He's my assistant. And then, you know, this group of boys, and really 9 through 12, is a great group of athletes. They like basketball. They work hard. We're having a lot of fun with it. You know, we try to keep that balance of having discipline and having fun, you know, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of it right now. It's a lot of work teaching all new classes at the high school, but it's been a good move for me, and I'm real happy with it.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. And it's always fun, Dale, when you're winning. And 9-0 start for you and the Raptors. Best of luck not only tonight but all season long. Look forward to seeing you and the guys tonight.
Hey, thanks, Chris, and we certainly appreciate the coverage you guys give us.
You're welcome. Dale Tokheim, Ridgeview head coach. Short time out, and then you'll hear from Storm Lake coach Heath Stille. That's next on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.